Blog Talk Radio.
And of course, good spirits. Each and every day, as we go through our show, we try to touch on topics that are, I guess you can say, near and dear to my heart, or things that have just kind of caught my attention, and things I'd like to share with you and see if maybe some of you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, that's fine too. It doesn't really matter. However, it's a topic that I think that is one that affects us all. You know, whether we're aware of it or not aware of it, is still something that we have to deal with and the things that we have to go through. And sometimes it's just the little ahas in life and the little things that we kind of ignore because we're so busy just trying to get through our lives. Today's show, we're talking about change your thoughts, change your life. And part of the show, we're going to touch on some of the two different writings. One is Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and another one is another book that I came across some time ago, and that was called Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Again, the principles in both books are universal and have been said again and again, and a lot of the things in it are actually from some biblical things, some historical things, and some, you know, writers of history and some great authors that have also pointed out different things along those lines. We're talking about people like Shakespeare, you know, and other great writers, orators, and people that have actually moved the masses with their thoughts and their thought-provoking terms, plays, things along that nature. But in those writings, there's always something, there's always golden nuggets of information that actually serve us all. If we'll just open up our minds and our hearts to it, we can become better people. We can become stronger people. We can actually see the mistakes that we've made in our lives as we step forward by using other people's examples instead of actually experiencing those same trials and tribulations that they've had to experience. Anyway, you have absolute control over one thing. And that is your thoughts. It is the most significant and inspiring fact of, or that is known to man. And what I'm saying is that most of us create our miseries. Most of us create our joys. Most of us create our disappointments. However, understand that there's a key word in everything that I just said, and that is creates. Reflects a man's divine nature that you are in control of everything that you do. This divine propagation is the sole means by which you may control your own destiny. If you fail to control your own mind, you may be sure that you will control nothing else, because you control whether you're going to be happy, whether you're going to be sad, whether you're going to succeed, or whether you're going to fail. Understand that there is really no such thing as failure. There's just different stages in our lives where we need to figure out different ways for us to actually succeed. And each time that we try something and we don't succeed, if we learn from that, we are coming closer to the success in which we seek. So, if you fail to control your mind, you may be sure that you will control nothing else. If you must be careless with any possession that you have, let it be in connection with the material stuff, and let it not be in connection with your mind. Your mind is your spiritual estate. Protect and use it with the care in which divine's royalty is entitled, because again, it's all you truly have in this world, and from that it creates everything else in which you experience. You were given a will and the power to use it. it has a purpose. You need to use your will to do the things that you need to do so that you can find the success that you need to find, and understand as you go through life that there's going to be different trials, different tribulations, and different things that occur within your life and within the place in which you exist. The power of your thoughts depend on how you use it. It is the most dangerous and most beneficial force available to man and woman. Through this power, you have built, there have been people that have built great empires of civilization. Through this same power, others have toppled down these same empires, like so many insignificant pieces of clay. So again, the power of your mind is a great tool. And it's a great tool that you can use to your advantage or to your demise. By this application, man has risen and seized his opportunity through neglect and misuse of the same power. Man has turned his back on opportunity and become the puppet of his own environment, a slave to his circumstances. Every creation of man, whether it is good or bad, is the creation first of a pattern of thought. All ideas, plans, purposes, and creations in thought, as man searches for their lives for worldly riches, they fail to realize that source, that the source of everything is in their mind, of all that you would ever desire and already is within your reach or grasp, is under your control. But you have to be aware that it's there. You have to be able to recognize and see through that recognition how to use the things that you need to use so that you can become the person that you want to be. Your only requirement for a productive and fulfilling life lies within your storehouse, which is already within your mind. If you will change your thinking, you will change your life. From the ancient times, and sages and seekers have tried to understand the thought process and how it works. They sought to direct the mind through spiritual disciplines of prayer, meditation, and psychic control. Since the beginning of time, they've sincerely dedicated the emotional research as to where they could compel communications to others, in which they have learned about the infinite intelligence. What is the infinite intelligence? Some people would call the infinite intelligence God. Well, some of us also see ourselves as God. Now, I'm not arguing whether that is true or not true. What I am arguing is that there is a undoubtable force, spirit, and chi within you. And if you want to call that, you know, something that's along the lines of godlike, then I guess you could. However, that pattern, that knowledge, that spiritual instinct is within us all, and it is an infinite intelligence. And it's an infinite intelligence that we need to learn about and learn how to use. The way that it works with one's mind, the emotions to obtain the desired end. Unfortunately, these efforts fall short for one reason or another, and they fail to be applied to a complete process that directs the creative subconscious. Because again, whatever is inside your mind is you, and whatever you think of most is also part of you. So we need to control what we think of and learn that we're given certain disciplines and a self-control so that we can control the things that we need to do. Too many of us are looking for the fast way to succeed, and we're not willing to do the work. And then when we find that we don't find success, we wonder why. Through all of history, the greatest wise men, teachers, philosophers, and prophets have disagreed with each other on many different things. But the one point, they all seem to be completely and unanimously agreeing on is that you are the sum of your thoughts. A man's life is what he thinks and makes of it. So, You know, I recently had someone I was talking to, and they were explaining to me how, you know, when they don't have music or they don't have other distractions when they're driving or riding or doing whatever, that they don't like it. And the reason that the person said that they don't like it is because they're alone with their own thoughts. That's a very powerful statement because, again, who controls you? You shouldn't need outside stimuluses to help you to get through your day. You shouldn't need outside stimuluses, as in drugs or music or any of those other things, to be with yourself. You are with you more than anything else on earth. So that's something that was quite interesting to hear. The emperor and prophet Marcus Aurelius, you know, said that a man's life is what he thinks and makes of it. That's actually where that saying came from. A British writer and prime minister, Benjamin, I think it's Disraeli, he wrote that everything comes if a man will only wait. I've thought myself by long meditation to the conviction that man is being with a settled purpose that must accomplish it, and that nothing can be reset, a will that will stake every existence on its fulfillment. So basically, if a person wants something more than they want life itself, they'll find a way to get to that. You know, in the 19th century, an American essay and poet, Ralph Waldo Emerson, he added, "A man is what he thinketh about all day long." Shakespeare wrote, "There is nothing either good nor bad, but thinking makes it so." So if you ponder on bad things, what will you do? You'll make those bad things come to fruition. Why? Because that's what you're thinking about. That's what you're subconsciously steering yourself to. If you think of good things all day, then guess what? That's what will eventually come to you. Why? Because you're steering your mind to those things. The mind cannot differentiate, ladies and gentlemen, between what is real and what is make-believe. But the mind will do everything in its power to create whichever one you truly desire. So it's really interesting when you look at it that way. You know, a Harvard psychologist, William James, said in one of his very emotional and charging literatures, he said, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitude of mind. We need only to act as if things in question were real, and it will become emphatically real by growing in such a connection in our lives that it will become real." James further concluded that if you only care enough for a result, you will almost certainly obtain it. If you wish to be rich, you will be rich. If you wish to be learned, you will be learned. If you wish to be good, you will be good. Again, different philosophers have shared different thoughts on this subject, and all of them are profound, and all of them have come to be. Another one said that wealth is the product of a man's capacity to think. Man's essential characteristics is the rational facility. His mind is his desire. Life for each of us is extremely as we construe it to be, according to the things and the mental laws under which we labor. So if you want success in your life, then you need to do things to bring success in your life. If you want to be miserable, all you have to do, Blog Talk, is wake up and decide that you're going to be miserable. And guess what? You're going to bring that reality into your life. So we all need to, as you've heard me say on several occasions before, we need to wake up with an attitude of gratitude. We need to stop looking for reasons to disqualify ourselves and our lives. We need to stop trying to charge and blame other people for our happiness or our joy, and understand that we are the chief creators of our happiness. We are the chief creators of our joy. And if we want it to be, then we need to do the things necessary to bring that mindset, to bring that action to fluidity, to bring it to existence. Why? Because you are in total control. This is the basis for some really astounding laws of prosperity and of success. Simply stated in three words, believe and succeed. Believe and succeed. Thinking along similar lines, Shakespeare put it this way: our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we ought might win by fearing to attempt. If you fear to take action, if you fear to love somebody, if you fear to take on the challenges that are going to come your way, then guess what? You're definitely going to succeed. You're never going to find happiness. You're never going to find love. If you don't trust a person, you're not going to find that trust. You know, again, George Bernard Shaw, he reasons that people are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I do not believe in circumstances. The people who get on in the world basically are those who get up and look for circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, they make them. Too many mind-powered, implied such ridiculousness in their lives that they allow these things to control them. Moving objects by sheer will. Ladies and gentlemen, in spite of all the handicaps, there is nothing that can enslave an idea. An idea proceeds from the inner realm in which is freedom itself. It is the offspring of great power within the universe and the mind. Indeed, understanding the truth about your nature as a mind's action can set you free from every negative concept, every enslaving belief or opinion. Ideas move you forward to a higher quality of life and a new being and a new awareness. Ladies and gentlemen, if you truly want to be happy in your life, then you have to take action. Look at the power that has been wielded by people who had nothing in the sense of the word. And I'm talking about people who were enslaved. I'm talking about people who had no education. Look at the people who have done different things to get you where you are today. You have to take conscious power, and you have to take that conscious power and move forward. You have to realize that you have the mental power, and you can succeed over any and everything that's going to happen in your life. Growing rich isn't just about money. Wealth is nothing but a thought. The roots of riches all grow from the seeds of thought, seeds that only you can plant. The universe will conspire with you if you will work with the universe. It is your individual responsibility, absolutely, for you to do the things that you need to do to be in order with the world at large, to be in order with the universe. A man's weakness and strength are his own, not anybody other's, not any other's. So if you're failing at something, that means you're failing. You need to make the corrections. You can't blame your misfortune or things that didn't work out for you on anybody else but yourself. So you brought this on yourself if you found failure in your life, and you only fail when you give up. You cannot blame anybody else, but you can alter your own thoughts and move forward, but you can never blame what goes wrong on someone else because you set that up. You put that ball in motion. A man's conditions are his or her own. He or she suffers as his happiness, his emotions and involvements from within. As he or she thinks, so he or she is. As he or she continues to think, so shall he or she remain. I hope that that wasn't too confusing. So, as we move on in our lives, we want to find that joy. We also want to understand that you may desire an outlet for your talents, but in order that they might be enjoyed by you and enjoying the creations of your own riches, you have to step forward. So, whatever you seek, easy way to wealth, and hoping that you will find it without rendering everything without rendering anything in return, you're going to come up short. Why? Because givers gain. You have to be willing to give and give and give and not expect anything. Never expect payment for the things that you do that are right. Only give and understand that if you continue to give, eventually those things will come back to you. They may not come back to you today. They may not come back to you tomorrow. However, they will come back to you. So you have to render these things without expecting anything in return. Unfortunately, for too many people, it is a common desire that they're going to get something. But that desire that you hope for is not going to come. Why? Because you're looking for it. All right? So you have to experience and learn, and from that learning and from that experience, you grow. And from that nature, you need to understand that things will come forward. Stop looking for a bargain in life. Life is not a bargain. You've already gotten the ultimate bargain. What was that ultimate bargain? That ultimate bargain was life. Each day you are blessed with a gift that you can turn around and give something back to somebody else, somebody that may be less fortunate than you, even though it may not seem that way. Understand that everybody that drives around in a rich, famous car or lives in a big house, they may be far more poor than you are, but they're poorer in other areas. They may be financially rich, but they're not morally rich. They're not spiritually rich. They're not loved. They don't have a family. They don't have the things that you may have. So riches is more than money, a lot more than money. So you need to modify your beliefs and understand that you have certain benefits that many people don't have. And don't think that riches is just money, all right? You have a mind, and that is a richness. That is a blessing for you. So we're not talking about a representation of a bank balance or material possessions. You know, what you have in your mind is riches. If you have liberty, if you have freedom, which is something that is given to every American, you are already rich, and you should enjoy those things because in other countries and other distant shores, that may be something that they don't have. You have the ability here in the United States to create your own wealth, to create your own success. And I sincerely hope that all of you will aim to be fair and to share what you have, not only for the things that money can buy you, buy things that money can't buy. You need to also look at it in the sense that we all have a certain level of wealth. We all have a certain level of richness. All right? Number one is a peace of mind. A peace of mind is the freedom for all negative emotions. Peace of mind and the absence of fear, anger, resentment, hate, jealousy, and guilt. Peace of mind helps you live a life on your own terms in the value that you choose so that every day you grow richer and fuller. Number two, you need to look at the right mental attitude. All riches of whatever nature begin with your state of mind. Remember that a state of mind is one of the only assets over which you have complete and unchallenged control. Number three, health and energy. You cannot separate the body from the mind, for they are one. Everything is affected by your health and vigor and your mind's willingness to accept and your body. In return, everything affected by your health of your body will affect your mind. Health and energy are the freedom from pain, disease, sound mind plus sound body. Health and energy begin with a healthy consciousness and your healthy body, and that health is a priceless commodity. Love and relationships, number four. Love is the greatest force of creation on the universe. Love is forever working in your life because of the primal cause and the essence of the nature of life. It is the creative force that propels all achievement and success and ideas. Love is the foundation of the golden rule, and unto others as you would, and undo and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love is affection constituted in the finest remedies from the soul or of the soul. And you can't not always judge the quality of your life by the number of loving relationships. You can always judge the quality of life by the number of loving relationships that you have. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to make sure that I cover everything as we talk, so please excuse me. Financial freedom. Financial freedom is not obtained by possessions of money alone. It is obtained by the service one renders. The useful service may be converted into all forms of human need, with or without the use of money. Those who are financially free have learned the central rules of richness, and you may have all the money you desire and only require the elements of other things. There's a saying, those that have money don't think about it. Why do they not think about it? Because they have money. But those who don't have money is all they think about. So fully 80% of those who come in contact and think of money all the time realize or don't even realize the maximum of that need for money. However, wisdom surrounding money is strange. Worthy goals and ideas. The greatest in all forms of happiness come as the result of hope and achievement, and for some, unobtainable desire. A German psychologist, Viktor Frankl said, was he called it the state of mind. He said it's a feeling of means and purpose. It is a sense that life has a direction. Poor is a person who cannot look to the future with hope that he or she will become the person that they were meant to be, or with the belief that he or she will achieve or reach that objective. And number seven is a sense of personal fulfillment. The only person or the only man or woman who has found his true self can know himself or herself. Finding his own best talent and achieving his own high success. We live in a society where we come across breakthroughs on a regular basis. We've created computers and things along that nature, and the life is a lot easier than the life that our ancestors lived in. However, most of us are still striving. Yes, it is true that whatever the mind of man can believe and conceive, he can achieve. The mind is the first cause of all things, because what did the mind make? It made computers and every other thing that we've had. This power and inner spark comes from the standard equipment, and that standard equipment is your mind. You must fan the right hot intensity before the mental process will transform it into the physical manifestation. Success is not a product of faith, chance, or luck. It is a result of a burning desire that is known and cannot be defeated. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have a right to a certain level of success. However, it must be earned, and we must work for it, and we must do the things necessary to propel our lives and the lives of others that we come in contact with, so that we can not only achieve that success ourselves, but so that we can help others to reach that success and to experience that joy, that oneness, and that great spark of life that all of us possess. if we would only step forward and realize it and do the things necessary so that we can live a life worth living. As always, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I hope that this finds you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you very much, Blog Talk, and everybody have a great and wonderful day. I wish you all a fantastic 4th of July, 2012.